And we're holding Zayin Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah. Continuing on the topic of how long is a person's Nezirus. So we said Stam Nezirus Shloshim Yom. So now the next couple of Mishnayos are going to deal with when a person makes a statement in a certain way, how long, various ways where a person might make a statement that he's going to be a Nazir, where we interpret them to mean various amounts. One thing we have to realize is we said Stam Nezirus Shloshim Yom, but also the minimum Nezirus is 30 days, meaning if a person were to say, for example, that I'm a Nazir for one day, that doesn't work. You can't be a Nazir for one day. He would be a Nazir for 30 days. So the Mishnah starts off. So the Mishnah starts off. Omar Harini Nazir Achas Doila. If a person says, I will be a Nazir for one big term of Nazirus. Now you could argue how large is a big term. So we'll see. So we're going to see what that means. So he says a big term, or Hareni Nazir Achas Ktana, or he says I'll be a Nazir for a small term. So again, what does a small term mean? Afilu Mikan Vad Sofa Olam. Even if he says I'm going to be a Nazir from here until the end of the world, in all those cases, Nazir Shloshim Yom is a Nazir for 30 days. So it doesn't matter whether he said big or small, or even if he said until the end of the world. So the Gemara asks, Am I? At least on the third case, why should he be a Nazir only for 30 days? Didn't he say from here to the end of the world? So doesn't that mean that he should be a Nazir le'olam? And by the way, now we've learned before about a Nazir olam, where we said, like Avshalom, he cuts his hair every so often. We have three different opinions, every 12 months, or 30 days, or 7 days, and brings his korbanos and starts over. But then you have what's called Nazir Le'olam, which is, for example, a person were to say a neder of Nazirus. If he were to say, I'm going to be a Nazir for 1,000 years. There's no way he's going to live 1,000 years, but nevertheless, that is his term of Nazirus. So there's no cutting his hair in the middle of it, no nothing. He has to continue his Nazirus until either he manages to finish 1,000 years, or he dies. So here where he said that he's a Nazir until Sofa Olam, shouldn't we assume that that's what it means, that he's a Nazir Le'olam for the rest of his life without any break? And the answer is no, because Hachi Ka'amar, because when he says from here till the end of the world, he means Arichali Hodem Milsa Kimikan Vad Sofa Olam. He means that this matter of being a Nazir, it feels as long to me as to the end of the world. So in other words, he's just saying that, and the same thing when he says big and small, when he says Gdola, he means this is going to be a big burden on me. When he says Ktana, he means it's no big deal. But whatever the case, in all those cases, since he didn't mention a particular amount, so we assume that just means one Nezirus of 30 days. We take what he's saying, Lakula. Tosfos points out.
Question.
Actually, what? Yeah.
Question. Is a neder for a Nazir that is guaranteed to fail, like the 1,000 years, is he considered really a Nazir? Is it a valid Nazir?
It just means he has to fulfill as much of it as he can. Right.
But he should break his neder.
Well, he should be matur neder if possible, but if he's not going to be matur his neder, then yeah, he has to keep it for the rest of his life. So Tosfos points out that if he really meant the time that it's going to take to travel from here to the end of the world, well, Tosfos says people know that the world is Mahalach Chamesh Meis Shana. It's a 500-year walk. What that means exactly, whether it means around the world, whether it means going through every possible latitude, whatever the case, the point is, if that's what he meant, then he should have said 500 years. The fact that he didn't, Tosfos says, is why we're able to go Lakula and assume that he just means to express how burdensome Nazirus is to him, that it feels like it's something from here to the end of the world, but not that actually he means to, that not that actually he means to take on a Nazirus for that long. That's Tosfos. The Rosh mentions that point, but he also mentions that, But he also mentions that the fact is, we say stam nezirus v'hakol, so since we could explain that he means that way, then therefore we'll make all and we say that it just means a 30-day nezirus. Okay. The Gemara says, now let's look at a Mishnah later on. We're actually going to learn this Mishnah tomorrow, Mr. Shem. If a person says, harini nozir mikan ad mokum ployin, suppose he says, I'll be a nozir from here until such and such a place. So he's going to be going on a trip to that place. And Tosfos and the Rosh explain that, let's say he's thinking to himself, the trip may be dangerous. Therefore, I want to take on Nezirus as an extra mitzvah that Hashem should protect me on the trip. So now he says, for the duration of the trip, I'm going to be a nozir. So we have to figure out, how long does it take to get from here to that place? And then we say, if it's less than 30 days, so if the place, for example, is only 20 days away, there's no such thing as Nezirus for 20 days, then Nozir Shloshim Yom, then he's a Nozir for 30 days, because as we've established, the minimum amount of Nezirus is 30 days. The Imlav, and if not, Nozir Kamin and Ayamin, then he's a Nozir, the actual number of days that it's going to take. So if it's a 40-day trip, for example, then it means he's accepting Nezirus on himself for 40 days. So now that we establish that in our Mishnah, when he says Mikan Vad Sofa Olam, he says from here till the end of the world, then we say he doesn't literally mean until the end of the world. He just means to express how long and burdensome he expects the Nezirus to be. Well, why don't we say, so the question is, what about in that Mishnah, the Ema Hochanami? Why don't we say over there also, it means Aricha Liha Milsa Kimikan Vad Mokan Poini, that he means to say this Nezirus is as long and burdensome to me as a trip to such and such a place. Why do we assume that we should actually figure out the number of days that the trip is going to take? And the answer is, Omar Rava Shehechsik Vadera. The difference is, Rava says, there you're talking about where he actually set out on the journey. Now we assume that if he had just said when he's sitting at home, I plan to be a nozir for as long as it takes to get from here to such and such a place, then yeah, we say he just means that he's expressing how burdensome it is and that he's just a nozir for 30 days regardless. But once he already set out on the trip, and again, the idea is that why would he be taking on Nezirus for the duration of the trip, the Pashtus, in order that Hashem should protect him, then we actually look at the duration of the trip and we say that he's a Nazir for that number of days, unless the trip is less than 30 days, and then we say we round it up to 30 days. Okay. The Gemara asks, well, what do they call Parsa or Parsa? Okay, but why don't we take a different view of it? Instead of going by the number of days, why don't we go according to the number of parsois, measure the distance in parsa from here to that other place, and then that will be the number of, and in other words, every time a person says a number involving with the zeros, there are two possibilities. When a person says a number, he could mean that I plan to be a nozir for that number of days, or he could mean I plan to be a nozir for that number of terms of nezirus. In other words, you have stam nezirus shloshim yom, the minimum is 30 days, but you also have, for example, the same way as a person can accept on himself, I'm going to be a nozir one term of nezirus, two, three, etc. And each one is its own term, and like we learned before, he's going to, at the end of each term, shave and bring his korbanos tahara and start the next one. The same way, so now you can have, for example, so let's say he's saying that he plans to be a nazir from here until Mokum Ploini. So why are we saying we go according to the number of days? Why don't we say that we should maybe think that he means the number of parsois? So we figure out the trip is 100 parsa, so maybe it means that he's accepting on himself one nezirus for each parsa that he's traveling. Why are we assuming that it means the number of days, and therefore that's one nezirus of X number of days? Now, Tosfos understands, actually, that the question is not on what we just said about where he's traveling. Fine, where he's traveling, where he's already on the road, it's easy enough to understand that he means the number of days that this trip is going to take, because, again, we say that he wants Hashem's protection for the trip, and therefore we expect that he's taking on, for the number of days that the trip is going to last, that he's taking on Nezirus. Rather, So Tosfos says, rather, the question is really on our Mishnah. That when our Mishnah said that if he says mikan vad sofa olam, that we should say that he's accepting on him, that he doesn't really mean a longer nezirus than normal. He just means this is a very burdensome thing to me. It feels like a trip to the end of the world. Why are we judging him lakula and say that it means that and it means just 30 days? Why don't we judge lachumra and say that it means we have to figure out how many parasa is it from here to the end of the world, and we're going to say that he's a nazir for that many terms of nazirus. So instead of judging lahachmer, where are we getting to judge him lahakol and say that it means only one nazirus of 30 days? Instead, we should assume that maybe he meant the number of parasois from here to the end of the world.
Don't we say that it comes to Shavuos Lahakel?
We do say Stam Nezirus Lahakel. Tosfos points out that there is a certain advantage when you think about it. That there's two possibilities so far. We'll say, really, when it comes to when he says Mikan Vad Sofa Olam, there's three possible ways to understand what he's saying. It could mean, now the Mishnah told us that he's a Nozer only for 30 days. But we're asking on that, why are we assuming it's only 30 days? We have two possibilities how to understand, two alternate ways to understand what he's saying. One would be to say that he means, I'm going to be a nazir le'olam. I'm going to be a nazir for the next 500 years because that's how long it takes to travel from here to the end of the world. Or the other way we could say is he's accepting on himself a number of terms of nezirus equal to the number of parasa that's from here to the end of the world. Now Tosfos says the fact is either way he's going to be a nazir for the rest of his life because he's not going to live 500 years anyway. The advantage of interpreting him the other way would be that at least he gets to shave every 30 days. Otherwise, he has to keep on growing his hair for the rest of his life without ever an opportunity to cut it. So that's what Gemara is asking. Why are we so makel on him as to say that it means one nezirus of 30 days? He did say ad sofa olam, after all. We should have to understand that he meant something by that, something more than just an exaggeration to say how difficult it is for him. So we should at least say it's one of the other possibilities. Either that he means he's going to be a nazir for 500 years consecutively, which means that he's never going to be able to cut his hair again, or that he means that he's taking on himself a number of terms of nazirus equal to the number of parsois, and that at least will create a pull on him where he can shave his hair every 30 days. So the point is to be doichik in his words and to say that he means that it feels very long to him seems to be a very big doichik. And the Mishnah Melech has a long discussion about this in Hilchos Nezirus, in fact, where he discusses Tosfos, various Tosfos in here in the Sugya, and discusses them at some length. He says basically like this. What Tosfos is saying is to say that he's accepting on himself one long nezirus of 500 years. Number one, he didn't mention any numbers, and number two, it's unusual for a person to take on a nezirus for so long because he's going to want to cut his hair every so often. On the other hand, to go to the other extreme and say that it means only a 30-day nezirus and say that it means it feels as long as from here to the end of the world is also a big doichik because that's not really the words he said. So therefore we're saying that maybe the Gemara is asking with this business about parsois that maybe we should take sort of a middle ground. He's not meaning to accept on himself one nezirus of 500 years, but on the other hand, he's also not accepting on himself only one nezirus of 30 days because either of those is a bit of a doichik. And therefore, that would leave us with that he's accepting on himself a number of nezirus of 30-day periods each, equal to the number of parsois from here to the end of the world. So that's according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, then, the question is on The question is not referring to what we just said of Shehesek Baderek, but rather the question is on the Mishnah within the case where he says that he's going to be a Nazir from here until the end of the world. The Rosh says that it doesn't have to be that way. We could also say that the question is that the question is also on the Rosh's first explanation is that the question is in fact on the case we just finished discussing, where he starts already on the trip. And the question is, why instead of going by the number of days, maybe you should say he meant to accept on himself the number of parsois from here to the other place. Because we're going to have a Mishnah later on, which the Gemara is going to quote soon, where, for example, suppose a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, the number of hairs on my head. And we're going to say that means actually that he's accepting on himself the number of terms of Nazirus equal to the number of hairs on his head, which of course there are thousands of hairs, so that means he's accepting on himself thousands of terms of Nazirus. So the Gemara is wondering why over here when he says, so in our case that we just discussed in the Gemara, which is the Mishnah later on Chesem and Aleph, where he says that I'm going to be a Nazir from here until Mokum Toini, and later on in that Mishnah, or earlier in that Mishnah actually, it says that I'm a Nazir like a hair of my head, why don't we also assume in the case of the trip that he means to break it up into parsois and to say that each paras is animal, actually, and to say that he'll be a Nazir one term of Nazirus for each parasa. So the answer is, Amar Papa Ba'asra Delay Money Parsi. The answer is, we're talking about a place where they don't think of trips in terms of parasois. And you can have, even nowadays, for example, you talk about how long is a, you know, you talk, for example, let's say how long it's going to take to drive from here to Baltimore or from here to whatever. You don't think of it in terms of miles. You tend to think of it in terms of hours or in terms of how many stops you're going to make on the way or whatever. You don't tend to think of it in terms of miles. So the same thing, we're talking about a trip over here that people don't think of in terms of parasois. So you want to ask, will I have it called Avna Va'Avna? Fine, so say that every inn that he stops over by, every night they're going to have to stop for the night by some inn, and that breaks up the trip into units, into sections. So say that maybe he needs a Nazirus for each one that he's going to stop in.
Oh,
yeah, Miloita, yeah, I mean, yeah. Even nowadays, you usually stop for the night someplace, but yeah. Miloitnan, after all, don't we learn in that same Mishnah on Chesem and Aleph, how in a Nazir ka'afar ha'aretz, if he says I'm going to be a Nazir like the dust of the earth, so it means, in other words, or like the hair of my head, or k'chol hayom, or like the sand of the sea, in all those cases, how it is in Nazir olam, in all those cases, he's a Nazir olam, like Avshalom that we talked about before, he shaves his hair, or he's not actually a Nazir olam exactly like Avshalom, because Avshalom's Nazirus, so it's a slightly different kind of Nazir olam. Yeah. There it was actually that it's one continuous Nazirus, but it's broken up into 12-month groups, especially according to Tosfos, that he's not doing a full shave every 12 months, only trimming it, then that's really one long Nazirus. Here we're talking about more that he's going to be a Nazir continuously one after the other. He's going to do a term of Nazirus for the first hair, shave after 30 days, bring his Korbanos, start the second Nazirus for the second hair, and so on and so forth.
What Lashon did he say that we save every 30 days, not once a year? Or
because he said the Lashon, I'll be a Nazir ka'afar ha'aretz, I'll be a Nazir like the dust of the earth. So we say, in other words, every grain of dust then represents a separate term of Nazirus. And since Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, so it means he's accepting on himself X number of terms of Nazirus. How long are each of those terms? 30 days, because he didn't say otherwise. So we see over there that that we do in fact say that for every individual grain of dust or every individual hair or whatever, there's one term of Nazirus. So in our case of the trip, again according to Tosfos, the Gemara is still bothered by our Mishnah, where he said Nikanban Sofa Olam. Why don't we figure out how many inns there are from here until the end of the world, and say that then he's taking on himself that many terms of Nazirus each of 30 days? And according to the Rosh, that may be one possibility, but the other possibilities we're asking about the case where he said that I'm a Nazir from here until Mokum Ploini. And again, we said that the next Mishnah says that he figures later Mishnah on Chesem and Aleph says that we figure out how many days it is. Why are we counting in terms of days? Why aren't we talking in terms of rest stops? Now, of course, many times it's going to be the same thing, of course, but they're not necessarily. You may stop more than once in the middle of the day. If it's less than 30, then we round it up to 30. Yeah. Anyway, that's the question. Why are we not saying that we should count by that rather than by days? Similar to the way when he does Nazirus according to the number of grains of dust or hairs on his head or whatever.
It's
a kula chumra. So in a way there's a kula, in a way there's a chumra. Again, there's a kula in it, in that it means his terms of Nazirus are only 30 days rather than having to be, if we say, for example, that we go according to the number of days of the trip, it means it's one continuous Nazirus. If the trip is going to take 100 days, then he's going to be a Nazir 100 days consecutively. On the other hand, there's a chumra in it, because he's going to be a Nazir over and over again. The number of stops that it is from here until the destination, he's going to be a, so let's say there are 20 stops on the destination. It means he's taking on himself 20 terms of Nazirus, one after the other. For 20 months, he's going to be a Nazir, but they're going to be broken up. Every 30 days, he's going to be shaven.
So it depends if he says days or if he says...
Well, that's what we're asking. He didn't say one way or the other. He just said, Mikanban Makam Point. Sure, if he said I'm a Nazir for the number of days that it takes to get from here, then there's no question. And if he says the number of stops, there's also no question. But he just said from here until there.
Can it be 4 days or could it only be 30 days?
It can be 30 or more. Oh. It could be 31, it could be 32, okay, et cetera. And it could be all the way, any way of going up from there. But the minimum is 30. So the answer is, the Gemara says, Kol milsa de ispa kitsusa loy katani. The answer is that the Mishnah is not talking about something where there's a fixed number. In other words, the Mishnah is Mikan Vad Sofa Olam, there is a certain amount of time. It takes 500 years, as opposed to, but there, in other words, there is a defined amount of time. You could say that there's a certain amount of time it takes to get there. And the same thing, when it comes to the trip, there's a certain number of days that you can expect that it takes to get there. That's as opposed to, for example, when a person says, so therefore we should assume that we go by the number of days, and we mean, in other words, that he's taking on a Nazirus for that many days. So not X number of terms of Nazirus, but one Nazirus of that amount of time. So in the case of the Kanvad Sofa Olam, we end up saying that it means we don't take either of those more Chumra Dika Lashonis. We say that it means, after all, that he's only accepting on himself one Nazirus for 30 days, and it just means that he's exaggerating and saying how difficult it is, as opposed to when Hefsik Baderech, then we actually say it goes according to the actual number of days that it takes to get from here to there. But the difference is, in other words, when it comes to hair, and when it comes to the hair on his head, and when it comes to the dust and so forth, nobody knows the exact number of those. So in other words, there's no way he couldn't have said, for example, so if he wants to say a certain number of terms of Nazirus, if he wants to associate it with the hair on his head, he can't say, in other words, like this. When it comes to the hairs on his head, for example, he can't possibly mean, I want to be a Nazir for exactly the number of days consecutively that there are hairs on my head, because he has no idea how many hairs there are on his head. He can only know approximately. Therefore, necessarily, we have to interpret what he's saying as meaning how many terms of Nazirus is he taking on. So fine, practically speaking, it means he's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life in 30-day increments, because he doesn't know the exact number of, hairs. Mashenkin, when he says something where we know definitively how long it is, he knows that it's Chamesh Meis Shana until the end of the world, he knows that it's 40 days to travel from here to there or whatever, then we can assume that he means a Nazirus for that amount of time. And the Gemara says, Vahotanya, and indeed, we learn in a Braisa that bears that out, because the Braisa says, if a person says, Harini Nazir Kol Yamei Chayai, if a person says, I'm a Nazir for my entire life, or Harini Nazir Olam, or he says, I'm a Nazir Olam, then Harini Nazir Olam, and then he's a Nazir Olam, like Avshalom, where he cuts his hair once every 12 months. But on the other hand, Afilu Meya Shana, Afilu Elaf Shanim, but if he says, even I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 years or 1,000 years, and there, he's certainly not going to live 1,000 years, he may not even live 100 years. Nevertheless, in the Nazir Olam, Ela Nazir Le Olam. He's not a Nazir Olam like Avshalom, where he cuts his hair once every 12 months, or the different opinions, but rather he's a Nazir Le Olam. he's a nazir for one term of nazirus that lasts the rest of his life. Meaning he's never cutting his hair, he's never bringing karbonus. Well, he's bringing karbonus, does that if he becomes tamei. But otherwise, if he never becomes tamei, then he remains a nazir consecutively for the rest of his life.
He can't trim his hair?
Can't trim his hair, right. That's what we were saying before. That's why the mission of Amalek understood Tosfos to be saying that when we were asking about the person who says Mikan Vad Sofa Olam, if we were to assume that he means one Nazirus of 500 years, there would be a big chumra in it because it would mean for the rest of his life he can never cut his hair. As opposed to, at least if we were to say that it means the number of parousis from here until the end of the world, fine, it's a chumra on him, but look, either way, he's a Nazir for the rest of his life, but the advantage is at least he gets to cut his hair every 30 days. But now we're saying, though, that in fact, yeah, if he were to explicitly say an amount of time, even if it's 1,000 years, then yes, he's a nazir le'olam. He's a nazir consecutively for the rest of his life, no cutting his hair. Because in other words, the same way as he's a nazir for 30 days, we don't say that during those 30 days he should be ever allowed to cut his hair for any reason. The same way, if he's a nazir for 1,000 years, then there's never a time during that 1,000 years that he's able to cut a nazir. Only when he says, kol yamei chayei, or nazir olam, where he doesn't mention a number, he just says, for the rest of my life, or forever, then we say he's a nazir olam, like Avshalom, and he's cutting his hair every 12 months, or what have you. So Avshalom said nazir olam, for example. So the Gemara asks, so that's the difference, in other words. So the difference is, again, when a person says, for example, on the zeros, let's say, to ka'far ha'oreth, like the dust of the earth, obviously, he doesn't know the exact number of grains, so he can't possibly mean a nazirus of that many days. So therefore, we have to understand him to mean that he means that many terms of nazirus, and that means he's just going to be a nazir 30 days and another 30 days and another 30 days for the rest of his life, and every 30 days shave and bring his karbanos. On the other hand, when he said something where we know that there's a certain defined limit to it, we know that there's a certain time it takes to travel to the end of the world, we know that there's a certain amount of time that it takes to travel from here to Mokum Pliny, then we can say he meant one Nazirus of that amount of time. So in the case of from here to the end of the world, actually, what we say is we end up saying that he didn't really mean that the time from here to the end of the world, because as Tosfos says, then he would have actually said 500 years, given that he knows that that's the amount of time it takes. So rather, we can assume that he just means to exaggerate how difficult the Nazirus is going to be for him. And in the case where he says, Ad Mokum Pliny, again, we said, Shehechsik Baderech, that we're talking about, he already set out on the road, and then he wants Hashem's protection during the trip. Therefore, we can assume he means the actual number of days that the trip is going to take, and therefore, as long as 30 days or more, then he's a Nazir for that amount of days, and if it's any less than 30, then we round it up to 30. The Gemara continues. Rabba Omar. Rabba gives a different answer. There's another difference between the Kanbad Sofa Olam and saying I'm going to be a nazir the number of grains of dust or the number of hairs of my head. So Rabba Omar, shiny Cyrus. Hairs are different. Olam of dollars zumizu, because they're separated one from another. Meaning every you don't have the hairs don't merge one into another. Every hair you have one hair ends and then you have a space and then you have the next hair. So therefore they're really discrete. They're really separate entities as opposed to time, which is continuous. So the Gemara asks why. It also says by Ma'aseh Bereishis, it was evening and it was morning one day, implying that's considered one defined thing of its own. The answer is the Mishnah is not. I mean, the Pasuk is not saying that it's separated. There's no time when one day ends and then you have a break and then the next day begins. My Toma, your mama below, your Chad Yomu. All the Pasuk is trying to tell us is that you should know the evening and the morning together constitute one day.
Morning and the sun don't switch.
No, it's not a matter of the moon and the sun switching. In other words, you have a 24-hour period. It's considered one day. And the point is, in other words, we have, as far as Shabbos and Yom Tov, the night, you have Bayi Erev, Bayi Voter, first comes the night, then comes the morning, and then such a day is Shabbos, so such a day is Yom Tov. But not to say, in other words, the fact is, at the end of one day, it goes seamlessly into the next day. There's no break in time, after all. Time is continuous. They're not actually separated from each other. There's no time that you can point to say this is not part of one day and not part of the next day. It's part of either one or the other. Maharat Chayes points out, by the way, another interesting angle on this also. What the Gemara may mean is also, the fact is, the world is round. So therefore, there's no particular time when it's night everywhere or day everywhere. When it's day here, it's night there, and so forth. So therefore, there's no separation. There's continuously daylight somewhere on the globe, and there's continuously night somewhere on the globe. So in that sense, it's different than hairs, where every hair stands by itself. So that's another reason to distinguish again between where he made a neder of the zeros for the time it takes to get from here to there. We have every reason to say that he means the number of days versus, and therefore to say that means a zeros of 30 days versus hairs, where each hair is a discrete thing of its own, and therefore it's more logical to say that it means the separate terms of Nezirus, where after each one, you finish the Nezirus, you bring your Karbanos, and then you start the next one, and like there's a break between them, kind of. There's a moment when you can say that your previous Nezirus is finished, and your new one hasn't started yet. Rava Omar, Rava gives a different answer. Here we can also say, is this meant as a different answer to the original question of the Gemara? Now, according to the Rosh, no. According to the Rosh, Rava is now going back to explain why it is that Mikan Vad Sofa Olam is only 30 days. So in other words, we had like this. The flow of the Gemara would be like this. We started with the question that why is Mikan Vad Sofa Olam only 30 days? And we said it means Tircha on him. Then we said, on the other hand, we say that when it's a trip, then we say the number of days in the trip. So we said the difference is there, he already set out on the trip. In the middle there, the Gemara was asking on Kol Parso Parsa, where we had two possibilities. Tosfos had said that the question was on the Kanvad Sofa Olam. And now, after we went through the discussion about the Kanvad Sofa Olam and the hair, so now we're back to the question, why don't we say, after all, we could have said that the Kanvad Sofa Olam means 500 years. Why are we not saying that? Fine, we established that it can't mean the number of parasa because we said we're talking about a place where they don't count distances in parasas. We said it can't mean the number of stops on the way, because the difference is the exact number of stops, and when it comes to hairs of the head, for example, you don't. So now the Gemara would be going back to the question, fine, but all along we're assuming that when he says that, all along the question was, why does Mikanvad Sofa Olam not mean more than 30 days? Why are we doichik in what he's saying, even though he said Mikanvad Sofa Olam, and we're doichik in it and saying that it means just 30 days, and he's just meaning to exaggerate and say how hard it's going to be for him. So now we're going to have another answer for that. That's according to the Rosh. The Mishnah Melech understands Tosfos to be saying that this is actually another answer to answer the question of why it's different than hairs of the head. So as the Gemara says, Rav Amar, Lo Malach Akshuya Kol Hai. Why are you finding this whole thing so difficult? There's an easy answer. Shiny Hossam, it's different in that case. The Hokatoni Harini Nozir Achas. Because the Mishnah used the expression, I am a Nozir for one. So in other words, Rav is understanding, like this, when we said in the Mishnah, so what do we have in the Mishnah? Harini Nozir Achas Gdova, Harini Nozir Achas Ktana, or Afilu Mikan Rad Sofa Olam. Rava is saying, all this time you've been assuming that the word achas refers to only the first two cases in the Mishnah. So fine, when he says achas gdola, but he didn't say how gdola, so we say 30 days. He said achas ktana, he didn't say how ktana, so therefore we assume 30 days. We have no particular reason to assume that he means any more or any less than, to any more or any less than that, because fine, he just means gdola or ktana, this is going to be a big bother for me, or this is nothing, or this is a nothing, this is a nothing for me. But Rava is saying, you were assuming all this time that the achas doesn't refer to the kanvad sofa olam. Rava says, there's a very simple answer. The achas also refers to that case, the kanvad sofa olam. He says, I'm going to be a nozer for achas, for one term, the kanvad sofa olam. So therefore, obviously, he's meaning to accept one standard term of nezirus, which is 30 days. What does he mean by the kanvad sofa olam? He means that it's bothersome, like a trip to the end of the world. In other words, Rava is saying that it's true. Maybe if he hadn't been, if he hadn't said the word achas, then maybe you would have your questions about maybe in fact it should mean one nezirus of 500 years, or maybe it should mean a bunch of nezirus in one after the other, equal to the number of stops from here, mikan vad sof olam. But where he clearly said achas mikan vad sof olam, then it means obviously one term of nezirus. We have no reason to think that he meant one term of nezirus of 500 years. Therefore, we assume that he meant one nezirus of 30 days. Mishnah says, "Haruni nazir v'yoyim echad." Suppose a person says, "I will be a nazir and one day." So, in other words, so what does he mean? Does he mean that he means to be a that he means that he's going to be a nazir for 31 days? So, no. Tosfos says because he put the word nazir as close as possible to the day. He said, "Haruni nazir v'yoyim echad plus one day." Then we don't assume that he means 31 days. We mean, in other words, when he says "Haruni nazir," makes him a nazir right away. And when he says "v'yoyim echad," means then I'm taking on another nazirus of one day. And there's no such thing as a nazirus of one day. We expand it to 30 days. Therefore, the result is that he's a nazir for two terms.
One was opposite.
Because if he had said, because in other words, if he had said, if he had said. If he had said Hareini Nazir Yoim Echad, well, so no. If he said Hareini, so later on in the Mishnah we're going to have, so we're going to have, for example, if he says I'm a Nazir for, so no. If he says that I'm a Nazir for 31 days, he's a Nazir for 31 days. That's that. But here, where he said Hareini Nazir, the word Hareini Nazir itself is already a complete statement. It means 30. Then he says Vi Yoim Echad. And one day, so then we understand that to mean that he's taking on a second nezirus of one day. And because the minimum nezirus is 30 days, therefore that one day gets expanded to 30 days. In other words, the point is b'chlal. Forget about two nezirus. If a person were to say, I'm a nazir just for today, what would be the din? No such thing. He's a nazir for 30 days. So the same way now, when he says, Harini nazir, which already by itself is a statement of nezirus, and then he says, v'yoyim echad, then it means I'm taking on a second nezirus of one day, and therefore it's not one day, it ends up being 30 days.
But what, if you want to be two nezirus, you would say two terms of nezirus.
Maybe, but people, as we've learned in Nedarim, people sometimes like to come up with funny expressions to, if he had actually meant that I'm going to be a nazir for 31 days, then he should have said I'm a nazir for 31 days, or Haruni nazir v'shah achas. Similarly, if he says I'll be a nazir and 1 hour, so again, there's no such thing as an hour of nazirus; it has to be 30 days. So, or Haruni nazir achas omechzeh, or he says I'm going to be a nazir for 1.5 terms. Haruni is a nazir shtayim. In all those cases, it means he's a nazir. Means another for two full terms. So, that's what we're going to discuss with the Gemara, the chiddush of each one of them, and we're going to see that if he meant 45 days, right. He would have said something to that effect, right? So all of these are two full terms, and like we learned before in the sugya of Rav Masna and Bar Pada, lachatchila he should be doing the first shaving and bringing his karbanos on the 31st day, and the second one on the 61st day. B'dieved, he did the 30th one, the first one on the 30th, then he can do the second one on the 60th. And if b'dieved, he does the second one on the 59th, then he's also yotzeh. Yeah. And we had the whole discussion over there about Padre and Ramasta, why that should be so. Okay, so the verse says, Lomali the Mishnah Kohani. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us all these possible cases of what he said? And the answer is Tzrichi. We need all of them. If the Mishnah had only said the case where he says, I'm a Nazir and one day, so you would say, listen, there's no such thing as Nazirus for one day. The minimum Nazirus is 30 days. Therefore, because of that, Kamani Tautin, therefore the result is that he has to count out two terms of Nazirus. We don't say, in other words, because if he, yeah, again, because if he had meant 31 days, he would have said Shloshim Ve'achad Yom. Abel Harini Nozer B'Shor Achas, but if he said I'm a Nozer plus 1 hour, maybe it just means Limni Shloshim Ve'achad Yom. Maybe we just mean that he should count out 31 days, one continuous Nazirus of 31 days. In other words, the point is, It's one thing when he said, how many nazir v'yoyim echad, then fine, we can say it means a whole extra day, and therefore it means then we expand that to 30 days. But when he said shah, okay, so fine, you expand 1 hour into a whole day. So the result is it becomes a nazirus of 31 days. Why are you adding a whole extra month? Therefore, kamash malon, therefore the Mishnah is telling us that nevertheless he has to do two nazirus. And the itana shah achas, but if the Mishnah only mentioned that second case of shah achas, then you would say, mishum de lenochis ledavka. You know what though, you can see, he didn't get into such precision. There's no such thing as a nazirus for hours, as the next Mishnah now is going to tell us. So therefore, so when he said, how many nazir, a shah achas, then it means that he's saying something that's impossible. There's no such thing as nazirus for hours, so therefore we can assume that he meant a day, and once he means one day, then we expand it to 1 month.
See, if he says one day, I understand, but if it says only hour.
So that's the thing. If he says an hour, he's saying something impossible.
Right, that's why it should be nothing.
No, so it's not nothing because we say, first of all, we have a concept that Gemara mentions elsewhere, Einon Amotzi Dvar Velatala, a person doesn't speak meaninglessly, and especially over here, he did say the words Hareini Nozir. He did say the words Hareini Nozir, so we have to assume he meant to take on some degree of Nazirus. So yeah. But when he says 1.5, the Nochis Badavka, now he's getting into exact things because he could, after all, if the Nazirus can be in whole days, he could conceivably be a Nazir for 45 days. So maybe that's what he meant. Maybe you should say he doesn't have to count two terms of Nazirus. Maybe he just has to count 45 days. Kamash Malan, therefore, the Tana tells us, Kulu, Nazir Shtayim, that in all of them he's a Nazir for two full terms, because in each case we break up what he's saying, and he's saying, when he says, for example, Achas Omechza, the last case, what he means is one full term plus half of another term, and there's no such thing as a half term of Nazirus, therefore it gets expanded into a full term. If he had meant to say 45 days, he would have said 45 days.
But again, also, when you say with Krishna, the same thing about Tala, this is sort of about Tala.
No, because what it means, in other words, he thought that he could take on a half term of Nazirus. Now we tell him, when he comes to basic and ask what to do, we tell him, I'm sorry, there's no such thing as a half Nazirus. You have to be a full Nazir for 30 days.
Okay, so when it comes to Nazirus, we learned previously, we don't say, oh, shit, but he didn't know, that's why he has an extra, from that day, he could be.
He can be Matir Neder any time. Fine. If he wants to be Matir Neder, he has a Pesach for it. He could say, I didn't realize when I made the Neder. No, it's not that we don't say that. If he wants to be Matir Neder on that basis, sure. But until he's Matir Neder, he has to keep the Nazirus.
Right.
So therefore, what we're saying is, since there's no such thing as a half term of Nazirus, then therefore the result is he ends up being a Nazir for two full terms.
We don't say that because he didn't know the din. He gets away with it.
No, because okay. We're going to have, for example, later on, we're going to have, I think, in the next paragraph, we're going to have an example of a person who makes a neder of Nazirus and says, I didn't know that that's going to include such and such. Doesn't matter. The Nazirus is still chal. He wants to be Matir Neder on that basis. True, he has a golden opportunity for a Pesach, but until he does that, then the Nazirus is still in effect. Yeah. So the Mishnah continues, Harineni Nazir Shloshim Yom B'Shah Achas. Now, what if he says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days plus 1 hour, then nazir shloshim ve'echad yom, then it means that he's a nazir for 31 days, she'en nazirus l'shoyos, there's no such thing as a nazirus of hours, so therefore we round up that hour to a full day. Now the difference, in other words, is the previous case was, the previous case is he said, hareini nazir ve'yom echad. Here he's saying, hareini nazir shloshim yom v'sha'ach. So therefore, so the word nazir, Tosfos explains, the word hareini nazir is not referring to the hour. So in other words, if he had said hareini nazir v'shah achas, then yeah, it would be like the previous Mishnah. We said that then he's a nazir for two full terms. But here where he said hareini nazir shloshim yom v'shah achas, so now he's defining how long is my nazirus going to last, 30 days plus 1 hour. And since there's no such thing as 1 hour of nazirus, then we round it up and it becomes 31 days. In other words, the same way as, for example, let's say if he had said 35 days, Shloshim b'chamisha yom, we wouldn't say it means a nazirus of 30 days and another nazirus of 5, and therefore it means two full terms. Of course not. He means I'm going to be a nazir, and how many days? 35 days, let's say. So the same thing, when he says over here, 30 days and 1 hour, then it means altogether, 30 days and 1 hour is referring back to I will be a nazir. So then the result is that we rounded up just the 31 days rather than the two full terms.
So refined.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. Tosfos says, for the same reason, if you were to say, how many nozer shloshim v'yoyim echad, if you were to say I'm a nozer for 30 and one day, then it would also be 30, then it would also be 31 days. Only when he said, how many nozer v'yoyim echad, and one day, then we say that one day is a whole new, is a whole new separate thing, and it's a whole separate term of nizirus. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, lo shanu elo de amar shloshim v'echad yoyim. The Rav says that our Mishnah, when it says that he has 31 days, is only when he says that I'm going to be a Nazir for 31 days. But if he says I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days and one day, Nazir Shayim, then Rav says, then he would in fact be a Nazir for two full terms, because then the Yoy breaks things up, and it means that now he's a Nazir for two separate terms, one of 30 days and one of one day, which becomes 30 days. And the Gemara says, Rav Sovolak Rav Akiva. Now in saying that, Rav holds like Rav Akiva, the Dorish Lishna Yisera, where Rav Akiva darshins from the extra Loshin that a person uses, and we say that he needs to add something by it, even if he didn't say it explicitly. The Tanan, we learn in a Mishnah in Baba Basra. Now you have a case over there where a person is selling a property to somebody else. In particular, you have a case where a person is selling a house to somebody else. So the Mishnah describes over there what exactly is included and what's not included.
It's a bad
thing. Yeah, you have different things over there. B'chol, yeah, I mean, you have the rule like chok minig amadina. Whatever the local minig is, when you're selling a house, you include this. But if there's no minig amadina, then the Mishnah gives us a bunch of details about what's included and what's not. So the Mishnah says, when a person sells a house, he doesn't automatically sell with it a pit that's for water or a dus that's in the house. The difference is that a bur is underground, a dus is above ground. So a bur is a hole dug in the ground, plastered to hold water. A dus is similar, is also to hold water or whatever, but it's built above ground. It's built with walls above ground. Anyway, so he doesn't automatically include those in the house, because those have a matzius of their own. Even if when he's selling the house, he writes in the shtar that I'm selling you all the way down to the depths of the tahoim and all the way up to the heights of the sky, we don't say, well, therefore that means anything that's within the footprint of the house is automatically included. No, the bird and the dus are not included, and therefore the result is, so the seller still owns those. He didn't sell those. Therefore, the property now belongs to the other guy. So the Mishnah continues, so now Rabbi Akiva says he's going to have to buy himself a way. He's going to have to buy himself a right of way from the sky in order, an easement, in order to be able to go and use his bor or his dus. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Bacham say he does not need to. Now the point is, in other words, the machlokas is basically when a person sells, he's selling ba'ayin yofa, ba'ayin ra. So Rabbi Akiva holds that he's selling ba'ayin yofa, he's selling generously, so therefore he means to include everything possible. So fine, he's not including the bird and the dus themselves, because they have a matzios for themselves, but he means to include all of the property, including what he would need for a right of way to get for this bird and dus. So afterwards, when he realizes, you know what, the fact is I still own this bird and dus, then I'm going to have to buy myself a right away from the guy because I sold him ba'ayin yof. The chum, meanwhile, hold mocha ba'ayin ra mocha. So therefore, to begin with, he means to sell the minimum possible. So therefore, he leaves. So therefore, he's keeping for himself a path to that bird and dus, and therefore, he doesn't need to buy one afterwards.
If he happened to say that it's the 100 square feet, which includes the whole property of the house, and there's a bird and dus there, would it?
That might be different. If he actually says that I'm selling you the house and everything that's in it, then if that's on the property, then yeah, the bird and dus would be included. But here we're talking about, he just said, I'm selling you the house at that such an address, then we're saying, yeah. But Rabbi Akiva agrees that if he said when he's selling it, I'm selling it except for these things, so he actually explicitly says, I'm not selling you the bird, I'm not selling you the juice, then Rabbi Akiva agrees he does not have to buy an easement. And now we see, in other words, that Rabbi Akiva is doushing in the extra loshen. Now, even without him mentioning that, those wouldn't be sold, because he said, when you sell a house, you're not selling the bor or the dus. So why would he need to mention that? So Rabbi Akiva is saying, because if he's mentioning them explicitly, he's implying by that I want to keep the path to that bird and dus, because otherwise I would have had no reason to mention them at all, and therefore, implicitly, therefore, I have not sold you that path, and I don't need to buy it from you now. So we see that Rabbi Akiva is doushing in the extra loshen. The fact that he went to the trouble of mentioning except for the bur and the dus automatically means that he's accepting the path to them.
He gets a path.
So he gets a path without having to pay for it. So Rabbi Akiva said that ordinarily he'd have to pay for a path, because ordinarily Moshe ba'ayin yofim. But when he explicitly says except for the bur and dus, and why would he need to say that? The bur and dus are anyway not included. So he means to imply by that, I am keeping the path. So therefore we see Rabbi Akiva doushens the extra loshen. So by the same token, Rav says in our Mishnah, when a person says that I'm a nazir for 31 days, then yeah, he's a nazir for one term of 31 days. But if he says I'm a nazir for 30 days and one day, then that extra loshen means that he means two terms, one of 30 days and one of one day. And since there's no such thing as a nazirus for one day, then it means a second term of also 30 days. Good. Go ahead, everyone.